get you what you want, but you want me alone.
Maybe I'm acting.
You held me up when I was standing out, but I don't want you waiting.
Welcome back to Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me, Ann Finellis. This episode is going to be a little bit different, you guys, because it is going to be a Insecure recap. So if you don't know, I love TV. I love film. I love movies. I went to school for it. Not to study film and movies. I went to school for radio and television, but to learn the production side of it. And I enjoyed it. I wish I'd learned more, but I'm learning more as an adult outside of college. But this episode a little bit different because I am going to talk to you guys about how much Insecure has impacted my life. Like, I know it's just a TV show, but it's one of the most relatable TV shows that we have that is current. This is a new decade in this time for us. And I'm a big Issa Rae fan. If you don't know, now you know. I love Issa Rae. I love her. I think she's inspiring. She's great. She's motivational. And she makes you really, really want to do a lot of things. So I'm also not sure if you guys been keeping up, but me and my friend Courtney had a Twitter Spaces. I always forget the name, but we had a Twitter Spaces where we would talk about Insecure every Monday at 8, and a lot of people would come in. Sometimes it wouldn't be a lot of people, but we would have a conversation about the show because it's something to definitely talk about. And if you have a Twitter, you know that Twitter will come on Sunday night and people will talk about Twitter. People will talk about Insecure and what happened on that episode till the next episode comes on. So I'm like, since the show is so good, so conversational, so relatable, I definitely want to talk about it on my podcast with you guys. Insecure had 5 seasons. I remember when I first watched it with my boyfriend. We were in college together and we were like, there's a show called Insecure we should definitely watch. And I had no idea what Insecure was. I just knew that Issa Rae created Insecure and she also created Awkward Black Girl. And I was like, okay, I gotta watch this show. And I watched the first episode. And after the first episode, I was in love because it was comedic. It was funny. It was two black women who are friends. She's dating this guy and he's trying to get his stuff together, but not really trying. It was like, yes, I gotta watch this. And ever since then, I've been hooked. Every time I talk about TV with someone, I ask them, do you watch Insecure? For context, my favorite genre of TV is comedy, suspense, drama, but not too dramatic. I don't like a lot of drama. But, like, I love shows like Succession, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Current new show right now that I'm liking is Abbott Elementary. I like Grand Crew. So I like lighthearted shows. And there's so much other shows that I like. I like cartoons as well. But as someone who is a writer, one day I want to have my own TV show. I want to have a TV show, a talk show, and you know, films and productions and stuff like that. And I love learning from people who have created these pieces of art and has put it out there. Fun fact, I took a film class. I never was interested in going to film school because the costs. But I took a film class because it was like, okay, I could take a film class because it's something that I should take. I'm like, I'll do it. And all we did was watch old films and learn about old movies. And I was like, oh, I'm low-key happy that I didn't go to school for film. But I'm very excited that I took time to take this class because I've learned so much about movies. Old movies are the best movies to watch. If I could find some type of archive where I can watch black and white films, I would totally do it. Because back then, it wasn't so much focus on, you know, like the effects, the special effects and so much other things. They really focus on that script and that script had to make sense. So I really appreciate taking that class. But let me tell you guys why I think you should watch Insecure. I'm not going to give the show away too much because I want you to watch it and enjoy it and develop your own thoughts and feelings about the show. But I'm going to tell you guys what I think. And I do want to say that I am a little bit under the weather, but my voice is 10 times better than it was before. 10 times better than it was before because your girl was sick. Not with that C19, but with a cold. I got tested and I tested negative, of course. Lord, I never have it and I don't want it. But yeah, Insecure is one of the most relatable shows to, I would say, millennials and their early, I mean, I would say late 20s, mid to late 20s. I cannot believe I'm saying late 20s, y'all. I turned 29 this year. 29. And it's like with me now, I'm not like scared or anything to turn 30. It's just like, I'm like, whoa, I've been living here on Earth for 28 years. Oh my gosh. Like to me, that's like, I'm this, like when I was young, I imagined myself being an adult, but I never like thought about how would life be at 28, 29, whatever. Like I've just, I don't know. Is age a social construct? It's not. I just like to always question things about being a social construct because people think a lot of things are social construct. Just to say, I think time is a social construct. I'll be honest about that. Time is a social construct. And am I going to die on that hill? No. There's other hills I can die on about. But let's get into Insecure. Again, I am not going to get too much into the show because I want you to watch it to form and develop your own opinions. And I want you to enjoy it. I don't, if I give everything away, then you wouldn't really, you already would know what to expect. But Insecure is my favorite show and it's relatable. And this is the reason why. Insecure is about two friends, Molly and Issa, who are relatively around the same age, who met in college. And they have a friendship that is very interesting. Issa and Molly have their ups and downs, but they are always there for each other. And what I love about their friendship that teaches me about my friendships is that friendship is really a sisterhood. It's also about having boundaries and really being honest with yourself to your friends. Even though the show, people focus more on the relationship with Issa and her on and off boyfriend, Lawrence. But when you look at the show and you see the friendships between the two girls, it makes you wonder about the friendships that you have with your friends. Like, how do you really go about that? Are you honest with your friends? Do you only go to them when something's wrong? Do you depend on them for so much? Are your friends able to be there for you after a heartbreak? Can you take advice from your friends? And Issa and Molly have a bit of a complicated relationship at the beginning because Molly, she's a friend who is a little bit pessimistic. So when you have someone in your life who's pessimistic, it's kind of hard to take advice from them because they sort of kind of always don't give you the best positive advice. And depending on the type of person that you are, you're either looking for advice that either affirms your decisions or honest advice. I'm the type of friend, I want honest advice and opinions. I don't want your opinions to affirm what I'm doing. I don't want a yes man all the time or a yes girl. I want a friend who's going to be honest with me and tell me how it is. Lay it on me the way it is. Their friendship goes through a lot of ups and downs. And season 4, their friendship really went through the ringer. And I'm not going to go too much in details about it, but the next thing I want to say after friendships is relationships. Now, in any and every relationship, the ones you have with your family, your mom, your dad, your siblings, your aunts and uncles, the relationships that you have at work with your coworkers, with your loved ones, your friends, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, communication can get us so far. And in this show, you learn and you're going to see how, by not saying how you feel, but not by not speaking up for yourself at work, by not being honest with yourself, because also we have to also think that, also realize that we have relationship with ourselves. What kind of relationship do you have with yourself? Is it a good one? Is it a bad one? Do you treat yourself right? Because a lot of times when we think about relationships, we always think about someone outside of ourselves. But, excuse me, a lot of times we don't have a good relationship with ourselves. We don't treat ourselves as if we deserve things or we're capable of things. And that could be detrimental to us. Because I'm not saying, okay, when I say communicate yourself, I'm not saying always saying talk to yourself. But sometimes you have to really check in with yourself and do what's best for you. So seeing Issa, who is, I would say, someone, she's, of course, awkward, very avoidant, meaning that if there is an issue, she will run from the issue before she tries to solve it. And as much as she runs from the issue, the problems that you have in your life will always follow you until those issues are resolved. So fix the issues. Communicate with people. Communicate with your loved ones. If someone or your friends are doing something you don't like, say it. Don't just hold it and make snarky comments. And I know it's always easier said than done, but it's a necessary thing to do. Next, I will say that the show also, for a moment, talks about money, but it kind of shows Issa's struggles with money, being that she lived with her on and off boyfriend, Lawrence. I'm going to say on and off because if you watch the seasons, you don't know. Issa and Lawrence overall was an on and off couple. But as you see them, they both kind of struggle with money. At the time, Lawrence wasn't working and Issa was working a job that she hated at We Got Y'all. And when they weren't together, Issa had to pay all the bills herself, and it wasn't easy. Got to a point where she was doing multiple jobs, driving Lyft and Uber. And then she was on those apps and she got into a car accident. So it shows you that Issa isn't just a perfect character who basically can just take care of things with money by having a great job. She really had to work for those things. And the thing about being an adult is being in your 20s. I think your 20s are like sometimes can be the hardest time financially because you're no longer, because you're out of college and you have money, but you don't have like a lot of money because you have like debt that's like, you know, looking at you when you spend your money. But I don't know. I don't know about you. I don't want to get too much in depth about my early 20s because my late 20s are much better. But Issa did not have a good relationship with her money. And her credit score was bad. Homegirl, I think her credit score was like in the 400s. Yeah, Issa was not going to get her own apartment. Unless her and somebody else co-signed, Issa was not getting her own apartment. But also, last but definitely not least, is this show, because it's Issa putting a little bit of her life into this show, the biggest thing was career. And that's why I say season 4 was my favorite season. I think it was season 4 where she quit her job. I think it was. I might be incorrect, but there was a season when she quit We Got Y'all, and when she left and she was standing outside of the office on the street, I felt that on so many levels because I'm like, wow, girl, I've been there. I feel you. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know how you feel. I know, I understand because let me tell you, quitting a job that you do not like, that is stressful, that bogs you down, that gives you the Sunday scaries, when you quit that job, ooh, it feels so free. It's like the biggest monkey is off your back. Like that big old gorilla is off of your back. And like, yeah, you may not know what's next. You may not know what to do. But you know what? The situation from here on out is just going to get better. And Issa always had an idea what she wanted to do. You know, working in nonprofit was something that she was doing for the children. But she worked at a company, at an organization that really didn't listen to the Black voices, didn't really listen to what the children needed. They always assumed what the children needed and didn't ask them. And even though Issa had good moments at We Got Y'all and bad moments at We Got Y'all, y'all, her coworkers sucked. Her coworkers were the most annoying coworkers ever. Like, being the only Black person at that organization, girl, I feel you, girl. Issa, Miss Issa, I would not have done that either. I would have been quit. And Joanne was annoying. It's not a Black hand. It's my hand. Yeah, your hand, man, help out. That's an insider. If you know, you know. If you don't, you gotta watch the show. But being in your 20s, after like you graduate college and get that job, sometimes if it's not the job that you want to do or what you went to school for, it becomes miserable. Because it's like, I did not spend 4 or 5 years in college for me to be working at this busted job that don't pay me. Yes, I may have weekends off, but this job is not fun. And I know when you either work for yourself as an entrepreneur or if you are working a great job that's in your career, it does come with stress. But when you're working somewhere you don't want to work, the stress is never worth it at all. So I was so happy when Issa quit and when Issa started her new company, which I will not say, I'm going to say the Blow CC. It's actually called The Block. I just like them. If you, well, again, I'm going to make a lot of references. So if you watch the show, then you'll get it. But The Block was a great idea. I love what she did with it. And I love how, sorry, if you watch the show, I love how she basically, if you follow Issa Rae in real life, as in like not like follow her on social media, like watch her interviews, keep up with what she's doing, and you watch Insecure, you kind of see how her life, Issa Rae and Issa D, the character, are kind of the same with each other. I think one of the biggest things for her was, you know, quitting her job, doing what she wanted to do, because doing what you don't want to do, doing what you hate, like every day you're going to be reminded that this is not what you want to do forever. And sometimes the big decisions that you got to make in life is, when are you going to make a change? When are you going to do something different? When are you going to go after what you really want? And also, sometimes it's easy to think like, what if we fail? But what if you don't? What if things turn out better than you expected? And for me, I have, of course, you guys know that I quit my last job and have a new job now. And where I'm working at right now is not where I want to be at forever. I don't know how long it will last, but I am enjoying what I'm doing right now. I have a great supportive team and it's a fantastic company. We recently went public. I've never worked for a company that recently went public. So my company is a little bit of a baby company in the tech world, but I am proud of where I'm at. And I like a company that promotes growth. But we're not going to talk too much about my job. We're going to talk about a little bit about careers, because this show is just, it's a show about life, okay? Especially life in your late 20s. So much to say. But taking risk. A lot of what we want to do is going to require a lot of risk in life. A lot of, you know, pivoting from one career to another. That is a risk in itself, because you never know how it's going to work out. But it's like I said before, it's so easy for us to think about all the negative things that won't work or what can go wrong or what can we do wrong or what others can do wrong. But why don't we ever think about the things that we can do, the things that we have control of? we always try to think of the worst case scenario, and the worst case scenario are sometimes things that have nothing to do with what we can control. And aside from Issa quitting her job, starting a company, it shows the struggles in between to get there. It didn't gradually show that, oh, quitting her job, she did amazing and now she's there. She went from A to Z. It showed every step. It showed when she had to sleep on Daniel's couch, which was not that bad, not the glamorous girl. First of all, I always slept on Molly's couch. I don't know what vase Molly was talking about, but I would have bought the vase back. I'd rather sleep at my homegirl house than some guy that I was sort of kind of crushing with and liked. And I don't know, the guy that I had the itch that I needed to scratch. Ooh, child, when she told Daniel that, I was like, ooh. I mean, I know we being honest, but damn. I mean, damn. But even all that she went through, driving Lyft, the ghetto, y'all. I did Uber a little bit when I was in college and I hated it. If you know me, I hate driving. The Uber thing did not last for me at all. I hate driving strangers. I hate driving my car. I hate putting gas in my car and toll. Come on now. It was a very short time for me that I did that. I don't know how long exactly Issa did it, but when she was doing that, I felt that and I understood that. But aside from all that, I would say that Insecure has really spoiled us, because I think about all the details they put into Insecure. Like, one thing about Issa D, her hair is always done. Like, my gosh, like, Felicia Leatherwood is her stylist, is her hairstylist, and she does a phenomenal job. Like, I think I may need Felicia Leatherwood to do my hair when I get married, because, honey, the way she be slaying Issa hair, like she has some type of relationship with Issa hair, because she just really just makes it so beautiful and so magic. And I'm just in love. And I think it's a great representation, because as Issa Rae being a lead in her own show and always wearing her natural hair, or if it's not a natural hair, it's braided. It's a natural style. I just love it. And rarely do you see a show where the lead wears her natural hair and she's not light-skinned with long curly hair. She's just a brown skin or a dark skin woman with hair that's always done beautifully. And they executed that so well. Even from hair, we're going to also go to wardrobe. Wardrobe on the show was amazing. I love every stylist that they had. I know Shiona was, I think, the last stylist for season 4 and season 5. I forgot the name of the stylist of the previous seasons, but they did that. Even the cinematography, the way they captured LA is beautiful. When I went to LA for my 25th birthday, of course, I basically went to a lot of places that were featured on Insecure. I went to a museum. I forgot the name of the museum, but it was a museum that Tiffany had a show in when Issa, when the girls asked Issa about about the bank girl that Lawrence was, I guess, crashing with or sleeping with or whatever. I went, of course, I went to the dunes and took pictures. I went to other museums. I just drove around LA, and it just really felt like the way she captured it in this show. Shout out to Melina Matsoukas, if I'm saying her name right. She was the director on the show from season 1. To season 5, of course, in the show, they changed out directors and gave other people opportunities to direct an episode. But the way Melina captured LA was beautiful. The story was told beautifully. I love all the aerial shots. I love everything about the way the show was captured. It was like watching a mini movie every week. And on Sundays, the Sundays are just not the same without Insecure. It's just not the same. But also the cast. Can we talk about how beautiful and black the cast was? Like, I don't recall seeing such a beautiful cast. All of the men on this show are fine. Okay? fine. Okay? Like, I've never looked at Jay Ellis like that, but Insecure made Jay Ellis look like, ooh, like, I'm like, oh, this is the Jay Ellis. I get it. I see y'all. Daniel's fine. Oh, Lord. Jay Ellis is Lawrence. Just want to clear that up if you guys are wondering. I sometimes I may go by their real name and I may go by their acting / character name, but whoo. The women are beautiful. Come on, like Molly look good. Kelly look good. Everybody look good. And I just, I love it. I love how they bring like other actors onto the show. It reminded me of the early 90s when you would watch or 80s too, when you would watch certain shows and they had like a guest appearance. I love how she put that in there. And we got to talk about the music, the soundtrack. Oh my gosh, the soundtrack of Insecure. The song that I played at the beginning of this podcast is a song that they ran on their promo. And every time I hear that song, I automatically think of Insecure. The soundtrack of the show in every season is just perfect. It's just amazing. And I appreciate the people who did this. I don't know all the names. I do know, of course, Issa Rae has a music, then what is she having? I forgot the name. This is so embarrassing, but she has, of course, something called Radio, and she has artists under there, a label, a music label, duh. And I love how she's able to amplify the voices of smaller artists and put it on her show, on an HBO show that people watch weekly. On Sundays, we all watch Insecure as a family, okay? Like, as a Black family online. Y'all be tweeting about it live. I can't tweet about it live. I like to put myself in the show. I like to fully submerge myself into the show, and being on my phone and tweeting at the same time, I just really can't do that when it comes to TV. But anyways, I adore the show. As a writer, it showed me so much of what I can do and what I can and cannot do. Because she had like a documentary as well. I would always watch the wind downs after the TV show to learn about how certain scenes were shot, how they took certain things out of the script, how they added things in the script. Overall, I would give this show, like, honestly, a 9.5. The only thing that I would say is that season 5 was not my favorite season. Like, season 5 was, like, it was dragged out to me. You know, it was like season 4 ended with so much, like, it ended on, like, a height. Like, with so much drama, so much going on. That's how season 4 ended. And then season 5 was kind of like, oh, we're going to tone it down 100%. And they toned it down. And I was like, okay. I think the last episode, they played it pretty safe. I'm not going to say too much again because I want you guys to watch it. But like the last episode had, I don't know. It just to me was like, I felt rushed. It was like 45 minutes long. And FYI, this is a 30-minute comedy, but the episodes are never 30 minutes, sadly. But last season was a little bit slow for me. And I learned that Princess Penny, the showrunner on the show, mentioned that they had 3 different endings. And this is the ending that they picked. And Issa Rae changed the ending last minute. So I wonder how the other 2 endings went. So that has always been a thought on my mind since they made that change. Because if you present me with an idea like that, my mind is going to wonder and think about it. But last but not least, the creativity on the show was amazing. I love how they were able to give new writers a voice on the show to be in a writer's room, to contribute to the show. And Issa really, like, she's really about it. Like, Issa Rae, like, she's here for a long time. And I love it. But besides that, Insecure comes on HBO. You can watch all 5 seasons. This episode is not sponsored. I mean, one day it's going to be sponsored. HBO, holla at me. Holla, holla. This show is amazing. Again, I give it a 9.5. Phenomenal show. And now, what I want to say is support your friends who are artists. Support your friends who are taking non-traditional routes to success and their own definition of success in their life, because it's not easy. If you watch the show, Issa, a friend, was an art curator, an accountant, and a lawyer. And Issa didn't pick the traditional route. She picked the creative route. And it was hard seeing your friends be able to afford certain things and to have life in a certain luxury while you struggled. It's not easy. But sometimes choosing what you want to do, you have to realize that you want things that are more long-term than short-term. Working at that job that you hate, it's a short-term thing. It's not a long-term, you know? So really think about that and the take what you need segment. Also, well, let me go back. To support your friends, that's the Black business of the month, of the week, of the month. Support your friends who don't take the traditional route, your friends who have businesses. And when I say support them, maybe there's something that you don't need or don't want. Maybe you can buy it and give it to somebody else. But reach out to your friends and ask them, how can you support them? And what capacity would you want me to support you? Because everyone needs some type of support. And sometimes we think that offering help in a way that we think will help them isn't always a solution. It's better to ask someone for help than try to help them in a way that you think will work for you. We're all different. We all have different needs. So reach out to your friends and see the capacity that you can help them in. And last but not least, the take what you need segment of this episode is believe in yourself and do what is necessary. How do you know that it won't work? How do you know that you'll fail? Did you even try? I know this sounds a bit motivational, but I really want you guys to really think about that. There's so many things that we just have so much self-doubt about, negative talk, and we just talk ourselves out of doing things that we want to do because, oh, I'd rather play it safe. Some of us have been playing it safe way too long. And thinking that we've been playing it safe has made us sorry. You don't want to be sorry. Do what you want to do. Go after those things and don't settle. So that basically concludes the episode for this week. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys being here every week with me. Again, I'm going to keep this consistent. I was sick. But your girl is back. Watch Insecure on HBO. Take care.